Now, concerns have been raised about traffic management in Selbridge, saying that Selbridge faces a complete road lockdown in 9 days, and councillors and a North Kildare TD are demanding the Kildare County Council to act. Joining me on the line to discuss this is Kevin Mullen, a resident in Selbridge, and Fianna Fáil Kildare North TD Nisha O'Cruel. Good morning to you both. Thank you both for taking the call on the Kildare Today show this morning.
Good morning, Hannah.
I think, Kevin, I'll come to you first. You reached out to KFM about this, and you are the one really highlighting the issue. For those who aren't in Selbridge or who aren't really aware of what exactly is happening, what these road closures, this so-called road lockdown is, could you give us a bit of backstory to it?
I'd be delighted to, Hannah. And just one slightly ironic issue. I'm sitting on the side of the road at the moment because I tried to get over to my office in Thane, and at 8:30 this morning, and the traffic was so bad I just had to pull in to take this call. I am still in Selbridge. It would normally take me 20 minutes to get there. I would have been there by about 10 to 9. The traffic is so bad here that's the sort of thing that's happening. The roads have been fully closed from one end. The Lucan Maynooth Road, it's the main way in from the motorway to Selbridge, and it's been closed since the 20th of April for water infrastructure works by Uisce Éireann. So every car, every truck, every school, every single person bringing their children to school has to be diverted down Agard's Road, past a primary school and through residential estate. Now, Agard's Road, we've already had a fatal tragedy, a terrible thing on Agard's Road. And pushing rush hour traffic down there just doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, there are construction traffic parked in our estate, Castletown Estate, overnight, and we can't get in or out. It's been locked off, that entrance, for weeks now. But, you know, I've been told by multiple TDs and councillors, Nisha included, that they've raised this matter with Kildare County Council and Uisce Éireann before those works ever started. I mean, the warnings were there, but the works went ahead anyway. I've been told that the reason that they didn't have a contraflow system was because they're digging the road too deep.
Mm.
Now, then I'm told, because the road works are now going to move up beyond Agard's, so Agard's won't become a rat run for people to go down to manage to get access from the motorway to Selbridge. They won't be able to do that. So they're going to put a contraflow system in place. Now, that doesn't make sense to me. Why block it off, you know, in the first place, coming into town, if now when they move up, and there's no difference, no big hill or anything there to prevent them, but they didn't put in a contraflow system there. But the biggest issue is that now, during school time, and I mean, there are two schools up there that have been blocked off access to. The secondary schools in Selbridge, access is blocked down that road. But now they're going to block access to two primary schools on the other side of Selbridge. That side is the side that I tried to get out, and it took me over an hour. I'm pulled in on the side of the road. I couldn't get through this morning, even without that road being blocked.
I was going to say, if you had to pull over already without the works even being done on that road so far, what is it going to be like when it does close in the next 8 or 10 days? So when is that planned to close? On the 6th of May?
On the 6th of May, exactly, Hannah. That's exactly when it's planned to close down. And there isn't another way over that. Like, that road comes up across the old bridge, and it's the old entrance into Selbridge, where, you know, we had a quarter of the traffic coming through when that road was part of the main access road to Selbridge. And now we have the motorway road access, which helps a bit, but there's so many houses and so much more traffic here now that it is just going to lock us in completely. Mm. I'm extremely worried. And I mean, mainly I'm worried about safety, Hannah. You know, people are taking chances. I've seen three people take chances, pull out around other cars this morning to try and get around the corner or whatever. I've seen a bus, you know, crashed into the side of the road and took the side off the bus to avoid crashing into a car that had just immediately pulled out in front of it. The poor bus driver was totally perplexed. You know, what's happening is just, it doesn't make sense at all, and I'm sure Nisha will agree with me. He does some travelling around here. All of the other TDs and all of the other councillors have told me that they've gotten on and talked to Uisce Éireann and KCC, and they're helpless to do anything about that. And that's the bit that I find most peculiar.
And you've written as well, Kevin, that most residents of Selbridge had no idea that there was a consultation even happening in relation to the closure of the Hazel Hatch Road via the R403 Dublin Road and the L1027 Shinkeen Road. Was that consultation, I suppose, advertised? Was it even advertised to residents there?
Well, I didn't see any notification whatsoever. I was told about it by someone who trolls the KCC sites and found it, you know, and they told me that that was going to happen. That was because they told a daughter-in-law of mine who's a teacher up in St. Patrick's School, which is one of the primary schools affected, and they just don't know what they're going to do to get access. Now, why that couldn't be done, you know, in July, during the school holiday terms, just beggars belief. I mean, the schools would close down in a month. These are not emergency works. They don't have to be done immediately. It would be much, much easier for all these works, both sides of the village, for this to be done outside, you know, during school break time. You know, there are two schools on the Luke and Maynooth exit road that are blocked off from people getting their children up and back to school now at the moment. But if all this work had to start during school term and get it done, put enough resources in to get it done, it would make sense. Mm. What they're doing at the moment doesn't make sense. I'm sure that Nisha can back me up on this, so I think I've probably said enough. But do come back to me if there are any other questions. And I do have something. Rita Cronin rang me up at home to express her concern when I contacted her. And she feels exactly the same about this and about why something can't be done. You know, I won't mention them by name. I do have permission from almost all of them to mention their name, but I don't want to list off everybody who's contacted me. The local representatives have been amazing. They were amazing during our Save Castletown campaign, but yet we're helpless. You know, even public representatives are helpless to do something when these faceless people get on and make decisions without putting in proper studies or measurements on car movements and whatever, and lock us all down because they don't live here and they don't care.
And Kevin, I just want to cut across for a moment, Kevin. And Deputy O'Carroll, I will come to you in just a minute. But I do want to, we reached out to Uisce Éireann asking them the question as to why these works have been scheduled during the school term. And they said that due to the time and sequencing required to deliver this infrastructure, it is not feasible to complete all of these works during school holidays. We will ensure that works near the school are at a minimum during state examinations to minimise any disruption during this time. They say they do recognise the disruption that the essential infrastructure projects can cause and would like to thank the community for their patience. I mean, Kevin, actually, just to bring you back on that, I suppose, is there patience in Selbridge at the moment because of these works?
I don't think we have any patience left. Certainly what I've experienced this morning and seeing people stuck in traffic there, people are making dangerous decisions. They don't have any patience left. You know, this is beyond understanding. They have enough resources in this country to do that work within 2 months, or even just take 3 months. Let's excuse the month for the primary schools, and the primary schools could be done during you know, July and August, surely. But June, July and August, surely all the other work could have been done. Mm. There are enough construction vehicles in this country to do that work. You know, it does not make logical sense to me or any of the people in Selbridge that they carry on this work with, you know, at this time.
Deputy O'Carroll, Kevin, I want to bring in Deputy O'Carroll here. Deputy O'Carroll, thank you for holding the line there and for joining us this morning. You've said that you have received contacts from residents and are witnessing the disruption, I suppose, that is happening in Selbridge, and you've since made a representation to Kildare County Council last week.
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. Good morning to your listeners and indeed to Kevin. So Kevin has been in touch with me, as have dozens of people in Selbridge, and what's happening is extremely frustrating, and being stuck in traffic is nothing worse than being stuck in traffic when you're only going a short distance and you could be an hour or 2 hours, you know, waiting in traffic. Well, I haven't been waiting in traffic for 2 hours in Selbridge, but certainly I've been waiting 40 minutes because my constituency office is there and I'm coming from Maynooth, so I'm seeing it on a daily basis. And I think most people understand that these works are necessary. We need to upgrade the water infrastructure in Kildare. And, you know, Monday is a good example. We had the burst water main between Maynooth and Leixlip, and that caused the closure of some schools, and it caused a lot of hardship for people as well. So I think people get that this work needs to happen, right? Now, there are two issues here. So one is the timing of the works. And, you know, I advocated, as did most public representatives, in fairness, that the work should be done during the summer period, as Kevin said, when kids are in school. Now, what Uisce Éireann kept on saying coming back is, so it's a phased approach, but it's all interconnected, right? So you have works happening in Kellystown Lane to Confey, up to Captain's Hill and Confey. You have works happening on the Selbridge Road in Maynooth, and then you have the works in Selbridge on the Maynooth Road. So all of these projects are interconnected, and what they have been saying back to us is there's no way that we could have done all three projects during the summer months. Now, you know, I'm not an engineer by profession, but I push back on that, as have many people. I think we're at a stage now where it's going to be extremely difficult to get them to stop the works and then restart during the summer holidays for schools. But I think what is really needed now is consistent traffic management. Like, I witnessed a situation where traffic was waved through on opposing directions at the exact same time, and there was a near miss involving a parent and child. And I just witnessed that myself. Like, we need to have properly supervised works. I contacted KCC about this, the council about this, and they increased the amount of staff that are actually working on the ground there. But, like, there has to be safe pedestrian routes, particularly around the schools, particularly around School Macua, and reliable access and to, I suppose, essential services, but as well to estates. Like, Kevin will explain to you there in Castletown, the difficulty residents, and it's a big estate. People have getting in, getting out, the same at Beattie Park, Beattie Grove, and also in the likes of Willowbrook Lawns. People just can't get out on the Agards Road. So, look, I think what we need to ensure here, and there's frustration from myself and other public representatives, and I can hear it in Kevin's voice as well, because, you know, we're being pushed from Kildare County Council to Uisce Éireann, from Uisce Éireann to Kildare County Council, and there needs to be kind of accountability here to ensure that traffic is, I suppose, as disrupted as little as possible, but more importantly, that road users, and particularly pedestrians and vulnerable pedestrians, such as children going to School Macua, are protected.
Kevin, your reaction to, I suppose, kind of the thing of what's next now. I mean, by the sounds of it, the works are going ahead. Those works scheduled for the Hazelhatch Road in May are still going ahead. Are you going to continue to push against these works happening?
The importance of these works, you know, and unfortunately we also understand some of the reasons why these works have been put in place. One of the major reasons for it is the amount of houses that are currently being built in Selbridge, and the water systems currently can't take that. The residents have objected, you know, very, very strongly to the amount of houses that been built, that are being built and continue to be built in Selbridge. You know, we have grown from a fairly small town when I moved out here to being one of the fastest growing towns, if not the fastest growing towns in the country. And it's just impossible. When all these houses now that are they're putting the water supplies in for are built, traffic congestion is going to be even 10 times worse because they haven't put the infrastructure in anyway. All of this planning, what Uisce Éireann did and how they planned it, is cart before horse, to put it politely. They should not have done it this way. The whole town, there is no central planning that is managing how the town construction is being brought about. We have houses being built all over the place in Selbridge. We have no schools for the children that are going to inhabit these houses. You know, currently it is very, very difficult to get places in schools. The government needs to look at the whole picture, not just higgledy-piggledy, oh, we need more waterworks put in to manage the waste and the water supplies to these houses. No, this problem started even before that. And I don't accept that Uisce Éireann can't do more to schedule these works properly. I do thank very much Nisha for the work that he did, because there is a little bit more traffic management around at the moment, but it's not enough. The we're blocked up until 9 o'clock at night. I went out to go down Agar's Road from my son's house in the village into Agar's Road, and it took me half an hour to get down that road at 8 o'clock at night. The rush hour is extended and going on, and there's no traffic management around then, and people are still making dangerous decisions. You know, do the work at night. You know, do late work nights like they do in other countries. There are other ways to do this. Please, please, Ishka Aaron, think about what you're doing. Have a look at the planning and see how you can do this properly for us. Please, Kildare County Council, put proper traffic management in place to keep our people safe. I don't want to see another child fatality. Sorry. They need to do more. That's all I can say, Hannah. They need to do an awful lot more, both authorities.
Deputy O'Carroll, I know you were in the Dáil a few months ago and you brought up the lack of infrastructure for Kildare North. I mean, a growing population, one of the fastest populations outside of Dublin, and yet that infrastructure is still lacking. As Kevin says, there is more traffic management now since making those representations to the Dáil and to the council. But I suppose moving forward, is this situation in Selbridge highlighting the lack of forward thinking, forward planning when it comes to facilitating works? And yes, giving that infrastructure that is well needed in the county, but at the same time, it's still impacting so many people.
Basically, the document that shows how Selbridge or any other large town in the county, indeed the country, is to be developed is the local area plan, which is a piece of work from the county council and indeed the local councillors, and then you have the county development plan. So that actually sets out what land will be used for what purposes. So it could be schools, it could be additional housing, whatever it may be. Then what I've been bringing up consistently is the lack of social infrastructure, Hannah. So that is your schools, your Garda stations, community centres, swimming pool, for example. And then we look at the actual hard infrastructure. So that's the likes of the second bridge for Selbridge. It's the likes of the ring road for Maynooth, which is under construction now. And it's also the likes of the upgrading the water mains, upgrading electricity mains to ensure that we have reliable supply. One thing, and I disagree with Kevin respectfully on this, is I think we're in the middle of a housing crisis and we need more houses. You know, Kevin is not originally from Selbridge. He moved to Selbridge, a small town. My parents moved to Maynooth from Offaly, and I'm 36, and I've friends still looking to and family still looking to buy houses in the area, and I can't stand over would say objecting to houses. We are, you know, in close proximity to Dublin. While we do lack some social infrastructure and some critical infrastructure, the towns in the north of the county and Tuareg Kildare, but particularly Maynooth, Leixlip, Selbridge, Kilcock and Clane and Naas are fabulous towns where people want to live and young families want to set up. What we have to ensure is that when those young families set up here, and indeed people who have been here for decades, that they can live in a town or a village that they feel comfortable with. And that includes the likes of traffic, that includes that their water outages aren't happening every second week. It also means that there's not electricity outages. And it also means that they can go to a local library, they can go to a local swimming pool, whatever it may be. So that's what I'm going to continue to push on, is that social infrastructure, is that physical infrastructure piece. But I just have to say, and I have to make that important point, I don't think we should be objecting to more housing in the north of the county, because we're in the middle of a housing crisis. We need to take it seriously. And also we need to realise a lot of young people are looking to settle down and to actually build their own families here in the north of the county. And that includes people from the very towns and villages we're speaking of.